All right, good morning, everybody. Well, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad within it. Let us bless his holy name, for the Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. Grateful as well as thankful for a day that we never seen before. Amen. The last Friday of November of 2024. So time is definitely moving on. I ask that you stay focused, stay in faith. Realize faith is come by hearing, hearing by the words of God. You gotta stay focused, stay in faith. Regardless of what's going on with you, what's going on around you, what's going on in you, it's controlled by your words. I'm gonna say that one more time. No matter what's going on with you, around you, or in you, it is controlled by your words. Satan takes the words that you say and use it against you, because he knows the words cannot return void. It must accomplish what it's sent out to do. So when you speak something, you have to speak the words in a format that is going to do that. The incredible concerning your life, your destiny, your future, your present. It's going to transform everything that is around you concerning by your words. So I got to learn to use the word, to speak the words, speak the words, speak the words, speak the words, speak the word. The words, they are life. The words are life. You got to speak the word. You got to be able to speak the word. So you got to trust that your words is going to be able to transform you. It's going to be able to heal you. It's going to be able to set you free. It's going to be able to make you feel as though things are going to do things. It's going to turn things around for you. But you got to believe in the words that you speak. Jesus spoke to a fig tree. You're talking about a fig tree is a huge tree, a tree that is spread. I mean, up at east, west, it's going north. I mean, it's a big tree. And he spoke to it and said, no man would eat of you from this day forward. And all of a sudden, came back 24 hours later, the fig tree was all gone, was withered up and started drying up and had no start dying. What happened? It was worse. He spoke to Peter. He said, let's go out to the deep. Let's go catch a big trout. Peter went out there and, we're going to do it, but we ain't going to put all of our effort back in it. So we're just going to give him enough. When he got out there, the fish got in the net, started breaking. There were so many of them. Why? Because of words. Words is what God used when he said, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The word was made flesh. The word. It was words. I got to get us to understand that when you start speaking words, the enemy is going to try to get you to challenge it to see if you're going to allow the circumstances to change your words, or you're going to believe the word is going to do exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or think. If the power is in your words, it's in your words. So today, I want you to fire up your word conversation, fire up your words, and believe that the words that you speak, they are not just literally mere words, but they are power. They are strength. They are honor. They are glory. They are blessings. They are riches. They are powerful. You got to believe that the words that you speak are powerful. You know, we had a saying growing up, sticks and stone may break my bone, but words would never hurt. That's a lie. Words have more damage than anything a person can ever say. It's created around words. And you know, the more I think about it, is that when you are walking in faith, you got to walk with people who have the same like words, because if they don't like the words that you say, it'll be like Joseph's brother. He starts saying, I'm gonna run the world. I'm gonna do the incredible. I'm gonna do things that you've never seen before. And then all of a sudden, what happened? Joseph's brothers was trying to kill him. They was trying to kill him because of the words that he spoke. You got to believe that the words that you speak is going to bring forth transformation. So you got to get the things in your life to believe that the words is going to change. Words is going to cause great things to take place. So you got to believe in the words that you speak in life. The words that you speak is going to bring forth what you believe in them to bring. Now you got to speak. When Adam was on the earth by himself, he didn't have all these things to work. All he had was to work his word. Worked his words. Satan came in the garden. God didn't say that. He really didn't mean it. Why? Because he was trying to get him to leave the word. Could it be that the reason why the enemy is fighting you so hard? Because you know words have power. I know you're saying, well, if I don't say nothing, ain't nothing gonna happen. And I'd be better if I just be quiet. Because the Bible says, he said be slow to speak. He didn't say not to speak. He didn't say not to speak. He said, be slow to speak, swift to hear. So when you hear words of faith, you got to learn how to speak it, activate it. You got to get to a place the enemy wants to just stay confined and don't speak words, because he know words are life. Where there's no words, there's no life. Glory to God. You got to get that in your spirit this morning, that my words is my life. Hebrews 11 said, the world was framed by the words, the words. The world was framed by the words. You got to believe that your words is going to frame your life. It's going to frame your house, your family, your marriage, your money, your ministry, your business, or your career. It's by words. You got to speak words. And when you speak words, words are being framed. The words, the angels move off of words. They move because of the words that you speak. You got to speak to your body. I know your body, you got to speak to it. I don't care what it says, you got to say what it says. I am healed. I am healed. Not I'm going to be healed. I am healed. Not I might be healed. I am healed. I am healed. With his stripes, he died. He took the stripes on his back for the healing of my body. So my body is healed by the words that I speak. So I speak to myself. Self, you are healed in Jesus' name. So I speak to myself. When my mouth was actually paralyzed and I couldn't move the left side of my mouth, I had to use words, man. It was words. I didn't care what I saw in the mirror. I didn't care what was going on in my life. I had to speak words. The words is that I had to speak it. I had to speak those words. You got to speak words. So words is what's going to change things. If you're going to change situations, change circumstances, it's all about words. I mean, you got to be able to speak words, because if you don't speak words, I'm telling you are not going to see what you want to see. You got to open your mouth. Well, God know my heart. Yeah, I understand. He know your heart. But you're going to have to speak words in order for him to be able to do the things that you are believing him for. That's why he said the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. Yeah, how do I know it? Because I don't speak words. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. My hair is growing. Lengthen, strengthen, and moisturize. My skin is clear. Clear skin, pretty skin. No blemishes, no nothing. Why? Because I believe in the words. You've got to believe that the words is going to change. You got to believe that your words is going to change your circumstances. It's going to change your situation. You got to believe your words, no matter what somebody else say, what you're going to say. And when you don't believe in the words that you say, somebody else's words will take control of your life. I read something in Proverbs. And Proverbs say, death and life is in the power of the tongue. It's in the power of your tongue. He that speaks it shall have the increase of his lips. But the power of life and death can be in anybody else's tongue. You can't let what somebody else think about you, say about you, make you feel that's you. You got to know the power of what works within you. If you don't, The enemy going to run you out of your Garden of Eden. He's going to run you out of your blessed place. He's going to run you from out of the place where God's going to give you the abundance, that he's going to do more than enough, that he's going to do supernatural, because he don't want you to use your words. He wants you to not believe your words. Just think about when Job's wife, they lost their children, lost their livestock, lost their stuff. She said, why don't you just curse God and die? Why did Satan whisper that in her ear? Because he know he can't touch Job, but her words can. She can plant a seed in his heart to use the words to kill it. And the enemy wants no more for you than to kill you. He don't care how he kill you. He don't mind if you commit suicide. He don't mind if you die and run off the bridge. He don't mind if you set yourself on fire, take an overdose. He don't mind. That's what he wants you to do. His M.O., his whole thing that he came, Jesus said it in John 10. He said that the thief cometh not but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So when I'm thinking about living life to the fullness, I got to realize that my words going to control what I hear. If I hear what I say, I can see what I said. Good God Almighty. You got to get to a place, my brothers and my sisters, that it's word power. Your words is what's going to change your circumstances, your struggles. But if you keep hanging around folks and they got negative words, they got words of no influence, but they got influence of you, you're going to have to believe that words have power. I got to say that one more time. Words have power. Words. Your words have power. It is controlled by the things that goes on with you. You got to be strong enough to use words. Now, you saying, but it don't take much of work. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. If the enemy can keep your mouth closed, he can take you down roads you ain't got no business. He can take you down roads of disbelief, unbelief. He can take you down the road of insecurity. He can take you down the road of just feeling like nothing will, nothing can, nothing going to be. He'll take you down that road because it comes from the power of words. If you don't say nothing, he will bondage you and cause you to be so tied up in bondage that you can't even walk, talk, or move. You'll be like the man that came to and say, my child is cutting themselves and killing them, trying to kill himself because of Paul's words. And he said, I went to your disciples. They couldn't help me. Why? Because they didn't use word. They were looking at circumstances instead of speaking word. I'm reminded of my cousin. One day he came to me. He said he was talking about his situation with his girlfriend, his baby mama. And then all of a sudden, 5 or 6 hours ago, came back later on that night. He had committed homicide, suicide. What happened is that when I heard the words, I did not challenge the word because I had sympathy on the situation. A lot of time what takes place is that when you allow the situation to become overwhelming and you don't use words, the situation will become what it said it is. You can't let sympathy of the situation stop you from speaking the power of words. If you don't like what you hear, speak words to change it, to deter it, to defer it. You got to change it by the power of your words. If you don't like your situation with money, well, you got to speak to it. You got to speak to it. Ask God for wisdom. Let him give you some understanding of it so that he can show you how to multiply the money you got. It don't happen by accident, folks. It is designed by God that we use words. You can't get, Jesus had 5,000 men, not including women and children. And he said, what we got? They say, 2 fish, 5 loaves. What is that to so many? He said, sit down. Make them sit down in the company of 50. They sat down. He said, all right, now, Father, bless it. Multiply. Cause it to have increase. He said, all right, now, feed them. He start working and he start moving on words. He told them to set them down. He told them to start feeding them. He said, okay, everybody full. Everybody got full, had enough. Okay, take up the remain. Had 12 baskets left over. Why? Because the power of words. I know you're looking at your situation, you're looking at your money, I ain't got enough to do this, and I got to be wise, and you know, you need to obey God. You need to be able to say, okay, I'm going to trust God with everything I got, including me. I got to trust God wholeheartedly that I can't believe that I'm going to heaven to live in the heavenly if I can't be able to live heaven on earth. I got to be able to use my words. If your migraine headaches keep hurting, you got to start speaking, my head is healed. There is no blemishes. There is no clogs. There is no aneurysm. There is no nothing. My blood is flowing. My blood pressure is regulated in the name of Jesus. Listen, when you become stressed, you become a mess. Can I say that one more time? You got to speak over your life, your destiny. You got to speak to the point to believe that God is going to change your circumstances and situation by the powers of your words. So your words is what you're going to speak. You're going to speak what God spoke. All right, here we go today. I'm healed. I'm healed. I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. For God will bless me to be the head and not the tail. I'm blessed going in, blessed going out. Today, I'm walking in the fullness of God. Blessings are coming upon me and overtaking me. I have more than enough. There is no lack in my house. There is no lack in my family. There is no lack in my bloodline, because I speak, we're walking in the abundance. Jesus died so that I can live life to the fullness. I can have more than enough. Today, I cross out everything that's trying to kill me, that's trying to defeat me, that's trying to embarrass me. Today, I declare the miracles and blessings in my life. Today, I am full. I am walking in promotion. I am walking in elevation. I'm walking in more than enough. Today, I pass all my final exams. Today, I will not repeat no classes. I am moving to the next level. Today, I will graduate. Today, I am being in honors. I am of the honor society. Today, I'm around a new group of people. I'm in a network of people that are succeeding, and they are touching things in the supernatural. Today, you got to speak the power of words. Words will determine where you will be tomorrow. If you don't speak it, it will submit you. It will submerge you. It will cause you to be in a place you don't want to be if you don't use words. It is very powerful. It's just powerful that you use words. That you use words. You got to use words. You got to use words. You can't fight it out. You got to shout it out. He says, speak with a loud voice, Revelation 5:12. Come on, blessings, honor, riches, power, strength, glory. Come on, you got to say it with a loud voice. You got to open your mouth. I am blessed. I am wealthy. I am successful. I am happy. I am joyful. I am. Come on now. You got to say it. Jesus said, who shall I say sent you? Say, tell him I am. Whatever. That's what God told Moses. Tell him I am. Whatever you want to become, you say I am. And you got to believe in the supernatural powers of God today when you're talking about the power of words. My brothers and sisters, today you're going to have to fight with your words. Today is fighting with your words Friday. You got to fight with your words. You got to tell the world, I don't care what it looks like, it ain't what it is. Why? Because the power of my words. My words is powerful. My word is strong and powerful. I got to believe that today. But if you don't believe that, things are not going to go the way you want it. You're not going to like your end result if you don't change your words. You got to 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 keep saying in season, out of season. He said, speak the word. That's what Paul told Timothy. Speak the word in season. Speak it out of season. Speak it when you don't see it. Speak it when you don't. Come on. You got to keep saying it. Because life and death is in the power of your tongue. Life and death in your tongue. Don't let nobody else's tongue control your life. Come on now. Come on. You got to say it. I'm going to see the increase of my fruit of my lips. I'm going to speak and I'm going to eat the fruit thereof. Why? Because of my words. 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 Say it. Because of my words. Don't worry about your mama word, your daddy word, your husband word, your wife word, your children word, your neighbor word, your boss word. You got to worry about your words. You got to build your words up. You got to build. Why? Because that's what's going to plant. That's what's going to grow. It may start out a mustard seed, but it becomes a tree. It'll have branches. It'll have leaves. It'll have crowns. It'll have roots because of the power of words. Words are powerful. Words are powerful. Don't forget that. Father, thank you for your words today. Help your people. Help us to be able to speak words that the enemy do not close our mouths and cause us to be deaf and dumb when it comes to speaking words. Help us today, God, because your words is powerful. Today, God, I declare and decree, Lord God, because of your words, that it will not return void, but it will accomplish that which you have sent it out to do. Thank you, God, for your words. Thank you today. Help us to be more conscious of our words, that we have to speak into the atmosphere. We just can't keep hearing it and be hearers of the words. We have to be doers of the words, meaning we got to speak words in season and out of season. Thank you today, God, for the power of the words. Thank you, God. Thank you today. Thank you today for the power of words in Jesus' name. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day today. Be safe. Continue to walk in faith. On Sunday, we do not have to wear clergy attire, but we are going to do communion. So we're going to do that. So let's do that. Let's stay in faith. Let's watch God do some incredible things today. So have a great week, weekend. Have a great day today. Let this day be a day that you're going to fire yourself up with some positive words, some word affirmation, some words that's going to change your life, change your body, change your health, change your mind, change your finance. It's all about words. If you can change what you say, you can change what you see. Don't change your words because of what you see, what you feel, what you experience. Just speak the word. Have a great day, everybody.